So if that's the case, did Bonpocha more into the humor, more to take over the anger? Is there anything to counter it? I mean, you know.
I don't know. I think he was always, even as a young boy growing up, or as a young man growing up, he was always kind of the center of attention, storyteller. Everybody wanted to be close to him because he always had a he was that ebullient character was there even as a layperson. So I think it's more just his character showing through. And it was actually interesting when Ajahn Chah's mother died, and we were doing preparations for his mother's funeral, and then his older brother came to the monastery every day. He was staying. He didn't live nearby. He lived quite a ways away, but he came and stayed in the village and came every day for the preparations. And it was like this lay version of Ajahn Chah. Everybody as just is that we're working on these baskets. We're weaving these large bamboo baskets, and there's a bunch of people around, but everybody was clustered around him because he was telling stories and everybody was laughing. And it was just a family trait.